Good morning, happy holidays, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 22nd, 2023. Please note that this will be the final podcast of the year and we will return on the 2nd of January. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened with modest losses, following mixed but mostly higher levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is flat as Asian currencies become weaker. Treasury yields are lower across tenors. Crude oil futures are higher, precious and industrial metals are also supported. A quiet session is anticipated today as markets approach the holiday slowdown. In macro news, focus in Europe is on a downward revision in the UK Q3 GDP and better retail sales data. The French consumer confidence beat, the Italian business confidence dipped, while consumer confidence improved. Overnight, Japan's core inflation slowed in line with forecasts to their lowest level since mid-2022, but the services inflation rose to 30-year highs, adding to signs that the influence of cost push factors are decreasing. The Bank of Japan October minutes showed high uncertainties about stable achievement of inflation target and confirmed the importance of next year's wage talks. In China, Chinese banks cut deposit rates further to boost growth, and the China FDI fell to an almost four-year low. In other developments, the U.S. Commerce Department has initiated a review into China legacy chip production. This follows Thursday's reports that the White House was weighing hiking tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the November core and durable orders, November personal spending and November personal income, November new home sales, and the December final Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, ANSYS is considering a sale after receiving takeover interest, according to Bloomberg. Tesla has purchased a piece of land for the Megapack factory in Shanghai, China, according to Bloomberg, but with terms unreported. In Asia, equities went mostly higher on Friday. Hong Kong, however, sharply reversed early gains following the announcement of new gaming restrictions at noon that sent a flurry of internet stocks into deep dives, with Tencent down 14% and NetEase down more than 27%. Mainland markets also ended up in the red by the close. Positive markets in the region were led by Singapore, and India is continuing its outperformance in an across-the-board rally. Taiwan market saw modest gains, while South Korea, Japan, and Australia markets were flat. Following a softer close on Thursday, European equity markets are slightly weaker today. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, December 22nd, 2023, the last episode of the year. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.